sahana bhavatu, sahanau punaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
All right, it's all yours as usual.
That's all right.
I know, but you know, it helps so much if I can do it in the morning because it's just smoother, you know?
Yeah.
I really like it when I have time to do that.
Yeah, I know. Because then you have to kind of stumble over yourself, I guess.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. We're on number 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I might just go from my notes, because I have the Sunday's book here. So, Krishivalaha Bhumim Akrikshan Param tu ardrasu stite api surye parjanyaha na varshati. Krishivalaha is the nominative plural for the farmers, and then bhumim is accusative singular for earth or. I guess soil, it could be too.
The earth.
Earth, okay.
Yeah.
Akrikshan is the, it's from Krish, and it is the seventh variety of the aorist, and it's the third person plural. They plowed.
Yeah.
And then Paramtu, do those two go together?
Yeah, it can be by itself too, but Paramtu means like but.
Paramtu, okay,
yeah.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
Maybe I found, did find that somewhere.
Yeah.
And then I had a little trouble with this next part, which is, I know it's ardra, but what's the su on the end, ardrasu?
I guess ardra is put in the plural for some reason. It's locative plural, ardrasu.
Oh, how did I miss that? All right. So it's locative plural. Interesting.
I'm thinking that maybe it's an astrological,
yeah,
the lunar mansions of ardra. And so it's in the locative plural, so maybe it is always in the locative plural. Otherwise, there's no reason for it. I was thinking ardra must be put in the plural, you know?
Yeah, interesting.
Feminine plural?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that to be true, but that's interesting. Okay, so that makes sense then.
Yeah.
It should be in the nakshatra, okay. And then stite is the locative singular for situated in or located. Api and surye, that's the locative singular for the sun. Parjanyaha is rain in nominative singular, and then we have na varshati, and that's from vrish. Is that correct? Is it from vrish? Okay. To rain, and it's the present third person singular, parasmaipada, doesn't rain. So the farmers have plowed the soil, what it's really saying is, but it doesn't rain even though the sun is in the Ardra Nakshatra.
Yeah, so you've got that absolute locative there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again, you have the verb is to rain, and then you also have rain just like to milk, and you have the milk in the accusative too.
That's true. Yeah. But Parjanya is rain. It's also the god of rain.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So when you say Parjanya, you're putting emphasis on the Ishtadeva, the Devata of rain.
Okay.
Even though you can still just say, you know, the rain doesn't rain. But it makes it more sense when you think of Parjanya as the rain Devata.
Yeah, that does make more sense. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's it.
Good. I'll read.
Okay.
Krishivalaha. Bhumim.
Bhumim.
Akrikshan.
Parantu.
Ardrasu.
Stitepi.
Stitepi surye. Parjanyo.
Parjanyo.
Na varshati.
And then we have Ma Vayam.
Vayam.
Vayam. Prataraha. Paraha Param.
Just say Parasparam.
Parasparam.
Because.
Okay. And what does that mean?
Each other.
Okay. Parasparam. dvikshama iti asmakam pita asan namarana maranaha riptasya samanan chaturaha pagan akarot. So we have a negative imperative, would not. And it goes with the verb, which is wish, to hate. I don't, what is vayam? Does that come from bias? Oh, duh.
With the ma, you know?
Oh my God, sometimes those pronouns just kill me.
Yeah.
So it's we brothers, prataraha. Nominative plural. And then parasparam is each other. Dvikshama is to hate from dwish. And it's the first, it's the seventh aorist, and it's first person plural. And so we have, and they have itti. So in order that we would not hate each other, we brothers would not hate each other.
But it's a aorist being used as the imperative, right?
Right. So how would that be different than what I said? In order that we would not hate ourselves, hate each other. May not hate each other.
So I want to see if there's another way of translating this. Just a minute. Hostility, hatred, or just the... I wanted to see if it could mean, like, fight with each other, but it doesn't really... It means to hate or show hatred against. Mm-hmm. So, literally it says, if you just take the quote, may we brothers not hate each other, right?
Okay.
But the way you translate it is so that... So that we brothers may not hate each other, I guess.
Well, are you using itti as a quote, showing a quote?
But you can use it to put it in indirect, like that. You can use itti to, it does make it a quote, but you can translate the quote indirectly, and then you would use like that.
Okay. Right? So what I was thinking of itti was just using it like in order of that. Can't you?
That's fine, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So,
So you just, as long as you know that it's an imperative.
So I still don't get what... So, in other words, it's like saying, I see what you mean. It's more like not a command.
It's, well, an imperative is like a command or like a blessing.
Okay.
May the brothers think. It's almost like the father is thinking, may we brothers, so that we brothers, no, because it's third person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that we brothers... I would just say it like that, like you said it.
Okay.
In order that, or so that we brothers may not
hate
each other.
Okay, and then asmakam pita, which is our father.
Mm-hmm.
Asmakam is genitive plural, and pita is nominative singular father. Asana maranaha.
Asana, yeah.
Asana.
It's and actually means, asana, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah, asana.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's long, because it's asana, like position.
Or seated.
Seated, yeah.
Death is seated on.
Near death, yeah, sitting near death or something.
No, where it's like the death is seated on it, is placed on it.
Oh, wow.
On whom the death is placed is sitting.
Wow.
On whom the death is sitting. So, you know, near death is what it means.
Yeah.
But if you take it as a bahuvrahi, the one upon whom the marana, the dyingness is... The death is placed.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of neat, actually.
Yeah, it is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Okay, and then riktasya is a property or wealth in the genitive singular.
Yeah.
And samanan is accusative plural. And so we have chaturaha, bhagan. So we have four equal divisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and bhaga. That's common even in Vedantic. Bhaga means like a division, but it also means like a part or a portion.
Mm-hmm.
I see it a lot, actually, that word.
Okay, so four equal
portions. Four, like four equal portions or four equal parts. Or
okay. And then akarot is made. It means did he made. Yeah. So it's the imperfect third person singular.
Yeah.
So our so in order that we brothers would not hate each other, our father, who was near death, divided or made his property into four equal portions.
Literally, it's it, yeah. Portions. Remember with kre, you can always change the verb to suit the context. Oh,
okay. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Divided. So I would say then, he divided his property into four equal portions.
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. Also, there's something, another thing to know with iti. Sometimes, depending on the context, it can have the sense of what, of thinking. Like our father thinking that, thinking this and that, you know.
Okay. Thinking, which would make sense then to use the negative imperative.
Yeah.
May.
Like, say if the son is thinking, the father, you know, thinking and keeping in mind, may we brothers not kill ourselves, yes. fight. He divided the property into four equal four.
You weren't really sure how much you were going to be doing.
That's a little surprising.
Here it is.
Here it is.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're good on that one. Let me read it.
So much.
I'm just reading in case anybody is listening on the
phone. Oh, yes. Yeah. It's good practice.
Yeah. Ma vayam brataraha.
Ma vayam brataraha.
Brataraha.
Hold on, let me get my book out.
Okay.
Brataraha.
Parasparam.
Parasparam.
Dvikshama.
Dvikshama.
Iti asmakam.
Iti asmakam.
Pita.
Pita.
Asana maranaha.
Asana maranaha.
Riktasya.
Riktasya.
Samanan chaturaha.
Samanan chaturaha.
Samanan.
Samanan
chaturaha.
Chaturaha.
Bhagan.
Bhagan.
Akarot.
Akarot. Mahakarya arambe. Oh, that should be devaha, right?
Yeah.
Devaha. Guru janaha. Cha banditavya. Iti vachanam anurutya griha vedatam maparam pitaram anyan cha pridhan pranan sish. I think it should be sishum.
Sishma.
Sish.
Pranan sishma.
Okay, well, anyone can do it. Sishma. Pranan sishma.
There's an example of it in the on the previous page. Sishma.
Yes, I understand that, but I was trying to make it have it make sense. Translation.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It wasn't working for me to have that be plural. Anyway, we'll get to it. So.
Oh, there's no subject in there, so it's in the verb. Right. The because the subject's in the verb there.
Right, but if it's sishma, isn't it? First person plural?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the subject, mm-hmm. is we.
We.
Because there's no subject. Right, there's no subject there.
All right.
There's a quote that ends with iti, the first part with devaha, there's a subject there. But that's a quote.
Okay, I see where I was going wrong. Okay, anyway. So the first part is a compound, mahakarya arambe. It's in the locative singular, and it's the commencement or the beginning of great work.
Yeah, of a great work.
Of a great work.
Right.
And it's a shashti tat purush.
Yeah.
And then we have devaha, which is nominative singular for God, and guru janaha, which is nominative singular, and it means elder, or elder relations. Do we take it to be almost like a plural?
I think you can take it as a either as a singular or as a like the elders of the family. It said that in the dictionary.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Cha Vanditavya is a potential participle from Vand.
So you wanted to sarg on it.
Oh, yeah.
Vanditavya.
And it means should be bowed to or prostrated to.
Right.
And it's knowledge of singular. And then we have itti, so it's the end of a quote. So it's basically saying this first part, the elders and God and the elders should be prostrated to at the commencement of great work.
Yeah, and Vand also, it has a lot of meanings like that, to bow to. Every time it rings and I don't get it. Okay.
Okay.
There we go.
So we have Vajjanam Anurutya, and Vajjanam is accusative singular for what was said. Or just the words,
yeah.
State, said,
yeah.
Whatever. And then Anu and Rud, it's an indeclinable past participle,
mm-hmm.
having obeyed,
yeah.
or followed.
Following, yeah.
Following. Griha Devatam, is that the family deity or deity of the family?
Mm-hmm.
And
the Devata, the deity of the home.
The Devata, right?
Yes.
It's in the singular. There's one other word for Anirudh I'm trying to think of. Let me just look it up here. Because it has the sense of controlling, adhering to.
Oh.
Yeah, adhering to is a good translation.
It's like following, but it has that sense of following in order.
Yeah.
You know, being restricted by. So adhering to is good.
Exactly. So the Griha Devatam is an accusative singular. And then Mataram
mm-hmm.
is accusative singular for mother. And Pitaram is accusative singular for father. Anyan is others. Then we have Cha Vridhan. So, and other elders. Vridhan is nominative plural for elders. Or would you say ancestors?
No, elders.
Okay.
Elders, yeah.
And then we have Pranam Sishma.
Yeah.
Sishma. And that is it's Pra plus Num.
Mm-hmm.
And it's first person plural. And it's the seventh aorist. And
mm-hmm.
it means we bowed or we worshipped, prostrated to. Right?
Prostrated to, yeah.
Okay.
Pranam to.
So, okay. So, adhering to...
adhering to the statement, the saying, the
Okay, so adhering to the saying,
it almost has the sense of vidhi, so we would have to figure out what we'd want to use for vachanam, but it really just means statement or words,
yeah.
or phrase, you know.
Okay. So adhering to the statement that God and elders should be worshipped at the commencement of great work, of important work.
Yeah, the great work.
Of the great work. We prostrated to the family Devata, or the Devata in the home, to mother, father, and other elders.
Yeah, that's what it is. See, here's some words they have for vachana. Statement, declaration, speech, sentence, word, advice, instruction, direction, order, command.
Oh.
It almost has the sense of order or command. It has the sense of a vidhi here.
Maybe instruction. When you
instruction, know. Yeah. Yeah, it could be instruction or advice.
Maha karya arambe devaha
guru janaha cha
vanditavyaha iti vachanam anurudhya graha devatam mataram pitaram anyan cha
vridhan
Pranam Sishma.
Yeah, so it's this next one I just didn't do all the way. I'll do what I did.
This has a difficult verb in it. I finally found it.
Asishuhu? Is that the one you're talking about?
Pariyavasis. Vasa sishuhu. Pariyavasa sishuhu.
Oh, yeah. That's where...
The verb is pariyavaso.
Okay.
And it happens to be here, though. I didn't at the bottom of the page 193.
Mm-hmm.
So, fourth conjugation parasmaipada to end with pariyavava, to end in, to result in.
At the bottom of 193, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On the right-hand side.
Okay. So
it's
putty plus so, right?
Yeah, but
wow.
I didn't see that till after. I'd search through the dictionary
and
find.
Wow.
Yeah.
And ava is in there too, right?
Yeah, putty, ava, and then the of the aorist augment, and then so becomes sa.
Wow.
Remember the diphthongs all become ah?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And then sishu, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll go back over that later. So I got the first part, I think. Well, at least I got. So you have. We have kupa, tadaga, and then adinihi.
No.
No.
Adi.
Oh,
kupa, tadaga, adi. Then nirma means to build. So nirmana is the building or constructing.
That's
in
what
the
I
data.
Need to figure out. So nirmanaya is in the data. Okay. Building, huh?
For building, for constructing.
Okay. That's what the problem was.
Yes.
I was so convinced it was Adinihi.
but there's no place for Visarga there.
No. Well, you have the Ra there.
Oh.
See the Ra up on the Raif up on top? That's what threw me off.
I see. Is,
yeah.
Is, does Adini mean anything?
I don't know if it does. Why did I think it did? It seemed like, no, maybe it was something from last time that I got, I was just going too fast. So I thought it was meaning et cetera.
But
Adi
means et cetera.
Yeah, I just thought, oh, it's just some
form,
I don't know.
Yeah, I see.
Because sometimes, okay. So for the building of ponds and wells, et cetera.
Yeah, Tadaga is, I think, usually a tank, isn't it?
I got lake and pond.
Okay. Did you look it up?
I looked up.
Oh, that's good. I don't care what it is, whatever.
Yeah.
So say it's a man-made thing, though.
Tank. Okay, I'll put that down too. Yeah, that's what the.
I might be wrong on that, so.
Well, the translation said tank too.
It did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me look over here.
But I know that Koopa is a well.
Yeah, that was.
But
good.
Tadaga comes a lot also. It's always. You know, the building of tanks and wells and all of these things, it's considered a dana, a charity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's on the list. And they put all these words together.
I see.
So you see it as a set often. But now that you mentioned, now I want to see exactly what it.
Missed it because I was just going too fast.
Tadaga. A pond, deep pool, tank.
Oh.
A tank. It's also a trap for catching deer, but I never...
How did I come up with a lake?
Well, pond. But the idea, if you think of pond, it would be man-made. So pond or tank, and
for
not
sure.
Lake.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably you did that yourself, and you think, well, pond, lake, what's the difference?
I don't know.
Tadaga.
Did, yeah.
But I don't know. Oh, well, tadaka means a pond or pool, a bank or shore.
Maybe that's what I did.
But I would take it pond or tank with
the
understanding
that
man-made,
yeah. Yeah, it has that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And so this is the Shrestha Tat Purush, but the part between Kupa and Tadaga, that would be a Dwandhvara.
Yeah, perfect.
And then Mahantaha That looks like a present active participle, possibly.
What is?
What is mahantaha? I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Or just made from mahan, great.
Oh, okay.
From mahat.
Oh.
Mahantaha is in the plural.
Okay.
In the nominative plural.
And then yatna, I don't know what that is either.
Again, it's going to be plural, great efforts.
Okay.
Yatnaha. Mahantaha yatnaha.
And then we have instrumental plural. The next one is by you all.
Yeah.
You in the plural. Instrumental plural. And then kritaha is PPP from kri, nominative plural, made or done or created. And then te is genitive or dative singular, to or of you, from yusmat, your. And then kusmin, is that's a locative singular from ka? Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And would that be representing a question there?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, this is the verb here. So is this third person plural?
Yeah.
Asishahu. So what did you say it meant again?
Well, it means to...
result in?
In what did it result?
Okay.
They. I took te as they.
Yes.
You know? But the idea is...
they from Tud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot that there's...
Going back to the...
Yeah. That makes more sense, definitely. Okay. And what did it result?
Yeah.
All right. And then I think I have everything for the rest. So Edom... Oh, no, that's the last sentence.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's see. The great efforts by your great efforts.
The great efforts made by you.
Okay, the great efforts. That's right. The kataha. The great efforts made by you. For building wells, tanks, etc. In what did they result? What were the results of them?
Yeah, so I guess you would say great efforts were made by you in building these wells and tanks, etc. Right?
Yes.
Then how did it turn out?
Okay.
That's the idea.
Okay.
They resulted in what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those efforts.
Yeah. Right.
How did those efforts pan out?
Okay. All right. You want to read it?
Yeah. Kupa tadagadi.
Kupa tadagadi.
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 Nirmanaya.
Nirmanaya.
Mahantaha yatnaha.
Mahantaha yatnaha.
Yushmabhihi.
Yushmabhihi.
Kritaha te.
Kasmin. Kasmin.
Paryavasa sishuhu.
Paryavasa sishuhu.
Yeah, good.
Idam maduhu kim nalukshaha.
I think that madu is, there's not a visarga there, madu is neuter.
Oh, yeah.
And the visarga wouldn't drop.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Idam madhu kim nalikshaha ruchikaram etav. So idam madhu is this honey in nominative singular. Kim na alikshaha, so not taste. Alikshaha is from li. And it is the seventh aorist, second person singular. You tasted. You did not, have not tasted.
Well, the kim is a question.
Right.
Okay.
Have you not tasted this honey? And then we have... Ichikaram, which is accusative singular, and etat. So it is tasty, palatable. So haven't you tasted this honey? It is tasty.
Yeah. Could you also say, you can use Kim invisibly like that to make a question. You could also say, maybe, why didn't you taste this honey?
Oh, yeah.
Right, it could be mm-hmm. either, I think. It would be context.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
But let's see what he did. He says, hast thou not tasted this honey? This is palatable.
So I think it actually, you know, it can be either.
Okay.
And those are one; those things come out in the context, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good. That's good.
All right, you want to read that last one?
Oh, yeah. Idam madhu.
Idam madhu.
Kim na alikshaha.
Okay.
All
right. Let's look at what do you and Kiki want to do next class? I probably won't be here.
Kiki, oh yeah, I think she will be here.
Yeah, you two are going to meet. Maybe right. You were just going to teach her the sentences that we just did.
Yeah, I could do that.
And.
But she won't be here the following week, so if we're going to meet that following week, you and I should have some sentences that we work on.
That's right. Let's do that.
Unless
so
we're
what
not
sentences?
Gonna meet.
No, I'm going to meet.
Okay.
I even want to meet next week, but I don't think I can.
Okay.
I think I'll be gone. But let's look at what we're going to do.
Yes.
And you'll catch Kiki up.
Yeah.
Next. Okay, that's good. So, how many do you want to do?
Well, not more than five.
One?
So, either four or five. That third one looks... Let's just do that. One, two, and three.
All right.
That's a long one.
Yeah, that's fine. Look at this. Holy cow.
Yeah, we've got a lot here. Well, I mean, it's the wrapping up. And
yeah.
It's probably practicing all the different forms.
I actually think it's good to do it.
I think so, too. It's
yeah.
really good practice.
It's really good practice. And I find myself getting so much more used to the aorist and to
mm-hmm.
the forms. It's helpful.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. I'm glad to be having the practice.
Me, too. Okay, and then... Next time we'll start reading this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Very good. So let's just decide that we're not meeting next Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
That you'll take care of it with Kiki?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Kiki and I will get together and, yeah, that will be good.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Let's hear a prayer.
Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurupyo Namaha Harihi Om.